there were some that had names that were poor blacks, but 94 poor whites. Like, you know,
well, I just can't.
In Atlanta, there's some areas that are, of course, you get that situation of Appalachian whites coming in that you wouldn't have here.
I'm sure there were some, but I just can't recall any right now. I mean, no large areas, but.
Of course, Little Rock wasn't so large anyway when you were growing
that's
up.
Right.
It makes a lot of difference. It wasn't such a large city. What would be some well-known, kind of well-known landmarks around the city that you could mention?
Territorial capital.
Mm-hmm.
The old post office, which was very historic, and MacArthur Park. And of course, the state capital, and that's about all I can think of. Airport, nice airport.
Yeah, the airport is nice. What's the difference to you between airport and airfield?
Just airfield, I would just associate as being small and unimproved, as compared to an airport was more sophisticated and bigger. I might think of an airfield as a private grass strip, crop landing place, crop duster or something.
If you were driving in from Memphis, what would you call the kind of road you'd be coming in on?
Well, it would have been a highway up until we got the freeway.
Freeway.
Yeah. Okay. I say it's freeway all the way to Memphis.
Yeah. And
it's highway.
Yeah. And now, what would you call those areas along the side of the freeway or the interstate or whatever you call it?
Shoulders.
Okay. Medium. How about the part where you can drive off and if you want to stop?
Ramp.
Okay.
Cloverleaf.
All right. And how about a area for resting?
A rest area.
Okay.
That's what we call them. It kind of threw me on there.
What do you call the thing that's painted on the road to help you stay in your own lane?
Stripe.
Let's see. Are there any other roads, and any roads in Little Rock that can only be entered or left at special places besides the freeway? You know any others like that in Little Rock?
No.
Limited access?
No.
Okay.
No limited access except the freeway.
What would be what you would consider the main streets in the city?
Markham and Cantor Road, which also was Highway 10 for a long time, still goes into Highway 10, and Asher Avenue, which is also for a long time was Highway 5. So I'd say those are the main arteries, and then those are east-west, and then north-south would be University Avenue, which for years and years and years, it was Hayes Street, and the Public Relations Department of the University got it changed. University Avenue, which seems entirely appropriate. That's about it now. Mississippi.
Yeah.
Mississippi's a main drag. Mm-hmm. That's a good term. We used to call everything a
main drag. What would you call a place where the tracks go over the road, like, if, you know, and you drive under it? Where the road would go under it and the railroad tracks would go over it.
I'd call it underpass. Viaduct. We used to call them a viaduct.
Or viaduct, yeah.
Viaduct. In fact, that was, I would have called it a viaduct a long time. I don't know why a real proper word like that was such common usage when I was a kid, but
more common than
Seventh Street Viaduct.